Well, Sarah, Yom Tzachim, Mishnagim, we're talking about different things that are dependent on the Minig HaMokum. It's not a clear-cut issue. Mokum Shinoga Limka Behema Daka Lagoyim Morichim. Mokum Shinoga Shaloyim Limka Ein Morichim. And an animal, a small animal, which is not used for working purposes, for plowing and carrying and the like. He started, didn't want himself to a goy. Certain places that they were matmir not to sell even small animals to the goyim because they didn't want to send animals at all to goyim because in the Ika bin there was a gzeira not to sell big animals that do work to goyim. The reason being, and that was the mission continues, Mokum Shinogun Shalom Ein Moichem, Chol Mokum Ein Moichem Beim Agat, a big behema, like a horse, or a cow, or ox, one should not sell to a guy, in every place. That's Mikir Adin. The Chachamim prohibited this for various reasons. It's based on the fact that a person is not allowed to have his animals to work for him on Shabbos, and therefore, we're concerned you're going to rent this, never rent the camel, or rent a cow, rent a horse, and it's basically it's still your animal, and the guy's doing malacha with it on Shabbos, consider that your animal is doing work on Shabbos. Or we're concerned that you sell it right before Shabbos, and the Jew, as he's making a sale, gives a shout to the animal to start running with a load on its back to show that it works well, whatever, and therefore, once again, he will come to do have his animal doing malachas. Therefore they said, refrain from selling these work animals to goyim at all, and that's the Iker Gzeira. As far as the small animals like sheep and goats and the like, that's telling Minigam HaGoyimus where they made Gzeira not to sell that also. Agolim Utsuyochim, small young calves, young donkeys, even though they're not yet old enough to be able to do work, but it's still the same species that eventually can do the work, and therefore it's also shleim b'shvurim, it's also whether it's a strong animal that can do the work or it has a broken bone or something and won't be able to do the work, because once again everybody agrees but kind of holds the genetic zera and all the species of the strong big animal. So a cow, you cannot tell whether it's young or old, whether it's weak or strong. And the Yehuda says, no, if it has broken bones, then it's some type of break that will not be repaired, and therefore this will never do work. Therefore it's permitted. But he's moida, by the young ones, you're not allowed to sell them because they'll eventually become older. The Mesera Mate Basus, and Mesera permits to sell a horse because horses are generally made for riding purpose and not for carrying loads. And the Iker Adin, it's not Iker Adin, the Deraita, if a person is carried by another person on Shabbos, it's a Derabbanan, because Chai Noise is Atma. A person makes it easier for himself to be carried, and that's not the standard type of carry. The Maisa, one is not allowed to carry another person without an Erev, because it's at least also Derabbanan. If the baby that can't walk, then it's a Deraita to carry them. Because Chai Noise is only somebody that can walk by himself.